Chapter 8. In the shadow of Shaddai, there is transformation. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. The background to this scripture is quite significant, and it is expedient that we look at it to understand the full import of the verse. We first hear of Peter in Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 20, when Jesus called him into discipleship. We have limited information about his background, but we do know he was a fisherman, perhaps not a very successful one. Later in the book of Acts, in the scripture quoted above, we see him and John described as uneducated and untrained men. The NIV uses the expression unschooled and ordinary, and the literal standard version, illiterate men and commoners. All in all, we get the picture of two very ordinary men who were at the very bottom of the social strata. Now, let's consider the NLT version. The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. This version zeroes in on the crux of the matter. Not only were they uneducated commoners, men who were under the best circumstances could not stand their own among the learned, yet, there they were, holding up their own before the creme de la creme of the religious elite, the Council of Elders, the Sanhedrin. You need to understand who or what the Sanhedrin really was. The Sanhedrin was the supreme judicial, ecclesiastical, and administrative council of the Jews. It comprised 70 elders, leading scholars from the sect of Sadducees, Pharisees, and priests. It was headed by the high priest and had religious, civil, and criminal jurisdiction. It also had a political aspect. Since its head was recognized by the Romans as the political leader of the Jews, we see a glimpse of their power in Acts chapter 5, verse 33, when they wanted to put the apostles to death for flouting their instructions not to preach again in the name of Jesus. They had the power to pass a death sentence. Remember, that same Sanhedrin had condemned and convicted Jesus of blasphemy and decreed a sentence of death over him. Yet, in the face of all that power, these two men had such boldness, spoke with authority, and argued with such insight, eloquence, a revelatory knowledge, that the council had no option but to be amazed. They were confounded. Comparatively, Peter and John, before the Sanhedrin, was like an illiterate layman appearing before the full panel of the Supreme Court of Ghana, and flabbergasting them on points of law. I can reasonably conjecture that ordinarily, it would be intimidating to appear before the Sanhedrin, but for the commoners, no doubt were they expected to, and indeed cowered before them. What then was responsible for this shocking change? Or to put it more accurately, who was responsible for this transformation? Jesus. After walking with him for 3 years, their entire lives were transformed. The ignorant became astute. The timid had become bold. The fisherman had become an apostle, and the follower had become a leader. Total transformation. Indeed, nobody comes into the presence of God and leaves the same. If you are looking for a positive change in your life, a permanent transformation, promotion to the next level, a victorious and overcoming life. Look no further. I introduce you to Jesus, the Son of God, the second person in the Trinity. In him is life, and that life is the light of mankind. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that has been made. He is the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Hear me. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. In one encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus, a young man called Saul, a zealous but misguided Pharisee, was transformed into the Paul the Apostle. He is credited with writing half of the New Testament. David, a lowly shepherd boy, was transformed into a king by the finger of God. Jephthah was a lonely, illegitimate son with no clear direction to his life until he prayed to Shaddai. God gave him purpose and he became a leader and a judge of Israel. Joseph was a convicted slave, serving a life sentence, but the hand of God lifted him from the prison into the palace. I was shy, confused, and unfulfilled until I met Jesus. He gave my life purpose. He put his word in my mouth and emboldened me to teach it. In the shadow of Shaddai, there is transformation.